Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Brown. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Don Lund. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. There goes Goodman. The throw from Batts to second, and Goodman is out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Pesce reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is hit by the pitch. White moves to second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batts moves to second. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batts scores. Lund moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pesky. The throw from White and he is out, bowling applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Singh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gurnett. The throw from Batts and he is out, Keene applying the tag. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kell moves to second. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. Kell moves to third. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niemann moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. bats bunts for a double play. Dropo moves to second. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lund is walked intentionally. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Boone. Bowling moves to second. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown is hit by the pitch. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to third. Brown moves to second. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a fly ball towards right field. Lund fields the ball and throws to home. Batts drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Batts. Bowling scores. Brown moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lund. Kell reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. There goes Evers trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-2 in the game. Umflett is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bolling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Ted Gray. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Lund moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kell. Lund moves to third. Mullen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sid Hudson now pitching. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pesky strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. Lund scores. Mullen moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Mel Parnell now pitching. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Madison now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. White is hit by the pitch. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-3 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bowling. The throw from Batts and he is out, Boone applying the tag. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield pinch hits for Dave Madison. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-4 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.